Fair Fanny Moore. There's a cot in yonder valley, 'tis deserted and alone. It had long been neglected and is weed overgrown. If you enter at the door, see the bloodstains on the floor. Oh, that is the blood of the fair Fanny Moore. To Fanny all a-bloomin', two lovers there came. One offered young Fanny his wealth and his name, but for all of his riches he could not allure the true loving heart of the fair Fanny Moore. Young Henry the shepherd was of lowly degree, but he won her fond heart, and accepted was he. Then quick to the altar he there did secure the hand and the heart of the fair Fanny Moore. As Fanny was a-sittin' in her cottage one day, when duty had called her young husband away, young Randall the haughty came in at the door, and he clasped in his strong arms the fair Fanny Moore. Oh, spare me, oh, spare me, young Fanny, she cried. Oh, spare me in mercy, I now am a bride. Oh, no, says young Randall, you'll go to your rest. And he buried his knife in her snowy white breast. Young Fanny all a-bloomin' in her bright beauty died. Young Randall, a haughty, was taken and tried. At last he was hung on a tree by the door for shedding the blood of the fair Fanny Moore. Young Henry the shepherd went distracted and wild, and he wandered away from his own native isle. But at last, when death claimed him, he was brought back to the shore and laid by the side of his fair Fanny Moore.